Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
OFM, the sound of your life. Exciting day as we continue to celebrate our 35th birthday. Now, former CEOs, Albie Grobbelaar, he was here back in 1986, and Gary Strubel, who recently left Central Media Group, well, they'll be joining in on the action throughout the day. But first, it's time for something very, very special.
Happy birthday!
Celebrating 35 years of the sound of your life. OFM.
Joined in studio by current CEO of Central Media Group and OFM, Nick Estathia. Nick, what a day.
What a beautiful day. You missed two people there. A guy called Christo Olivier, who
yes.
came from the SABC, and a wonderful man called Lyndon Johnson.
Yes.
I step in big shoes.
You do indeed.
But it's nice to be on the my favorite breakfast show, wow. to be honest.
Thank you very, very much. That's a big
How's
confidence.
How's it, Sam? My favorite presenter? How are you?
current CEO, Nick Estathia. Now, Nick, you moved back from the Eastern Cape to Central SA as a 20-something-year-old with big dreams and only a coffee table, according to all the stories.
No, that's a lie. I didn't even have a coffee table.
Okay, you see.
I had a futon that yeah. I think I slept on as well.
Wow.
I was 23 years old when I moved up here, and my life has been fantastic ever since.
You've done it all. Everything on air. You started out on air in production, and then now, 21 years later.
I was a producer of Marnie Kitching's breakfast show with a girl called Corin Bloomer. Fantastic lady. Marnie was an amazing man. Very demanding, but a professional. You would never find somebody like that again.
Wow.
An absolute professional. When he left us and he decided to go a different route, it was a sad day for us. But I mean, he was the voice of a generation for 19 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, I heard this morning when you're talking about him, it still comes up. Vaas Marnie.
Mm.
Hackers.
Exactly.
I mean, Brookside. That's the record. You know? But he's a legend. There's so many amazing legends that have been part of this brand. Him, Bruce McEwen, may he rest in peace. Those two especially, and Christy Hansen, the third one. Oh, Chris. They're amazing people, and they'll live as legends of this organization for years.
Well, you can add another legend to that list. And Nick Estathia, you've been it's a fact. You've been part of the furniture for almost just short of 22 years. You're celebrating your 21st year at OFM this year. So firstly, congratulations on that remarkable milestone, and congratulations on OFM's 35th birthday. But quick one, where were you on the 1st of July 1986?
I was 9 years old, most likely in my father's car on the way to Grey going to school.
Wow.
Listening to Marnie Kitching.
And you know what? I'm going to take you back to that very first time a mic was switched on as OFM 35 years ago.
We're on your parade. Aangebied deur Marnie Kitching. Ja, Oranje Parade aangebied hier uit Bloemfontein vanavond. Ons eerste streek uitsending van ons streek radiodiens. En terwijl die champagne proppe hier om ons klap, is het een groot feestelijkheid hier in Bloemfontein vanavond. Baie hartelijk welkom al ons gasten in die atelier vanavond. En ook aan u daar by die huis, een besondere woord van verwelkoming. Ek hoop u gaan saam met ons heerlijk feest vier en kuier tot om 12:02 vanavond. Dit raak gevaarlik hier, Jolien.
Ja, nee, rechtig, manie.
Jolien Du Plessis, ons nieuwe omroeper hier bij Radio Oranje, of liever dan bij ons streekuitsending vanavond. Jolien, nogmaals baie welkom, en mag die rest van die tijd, so 50 jaar van nou af tot je aftree, veel vol seën wees.
Gee jy my so lang tijd, manie. Goeienavond aan elkeen wat ingeskakel het, en allemaal van hier in die atelier, en baie welkom bij hierdie feestige joligheid van die eerste aand.
35 years ago, to the day.
It's unbelievable, actually. I mean, the journey that this brand has been on, it's been incredible. The one thing I take out of that little audio insert is I miss the days of drinking in the studio, clearly. we've grown up a little bit, I suppose. Yeah. But, I mean, the way Marnie sounds then, he sounded like that his entire career. Calm, collected, professional. He just, he became part of your person if you never even met him. He was part of your family, and that's what has happened with the Radio Oranje now, the OFM. over the years is that, you know, we're such a community-driven organization that, you know, we're part of everybody's family, and your family is our family. And it's an incredible thing to witness on a daily basis. If I just look at the kind of impact and partnerships we have when we go out and try to make a difference in our communities, you know, this Fit Cook campaign that we're pushing out into the market, the people we meet every week is incredible. It's a community that's trying to do good, and we're having fun doing it. That's incredible. And I mean, the last 18 months has been very traumatic for everybody. And I look at this organization, when I walked into the office this morning, I just took a minute and stood outside and thought to myself, we kept the lights on.
Yeah.
And this organization has also created two other fantastic businesses with amazing people. It's been a great journey, and happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to everybody that's involved in this organization. I just want to say, you know, there's three people that have been here longer than me. An amazing man called Jan van der Walt is our CTO. Oh, Janie has been part of this organization since the SABC days. Then Rika Dupria, who runs our online division, our website, our social media. I mean, she's been here forever as well. She's probably the second person I met. The first person was security. The second person was Rickard. and then we must never forget the organization is bigger than the people on top or us that are on air. It's everybody. And that's why today, if you are in Bloemfontein, get your hands on a special edition of the Bloem Courant. It's got an insert, a keepsake that you can keep about the history of the station and articles from the top management, and then you'll be able to see the faces of everybody that's in the background. And that third person is a lady called Anna Chaka, who's been pretty much, we can say, she's the mother to us all.
Yeah.
And she's been the head cleaner of this organization forever. Never forget the every single person that's part of this organization. I'm very proud of them.
And truly, the old saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Here we are, celebrating the child's 35th birthday. Nick, firstly, congratulations to you as CEO. You can be very proud of what the organization and OFM has accomplished over the past 35 years. Like you said earlier, you fill big shoes, and you live that every single day. So we are extremely proud and privileged to be part of this organization. I mean, the fact that I get to open a studio door every morning and get to sit in a seat where legends Peter Moller, Marnie Kitching, Bruce McEwen, Tim Tabete, Andre Kunz, the list goes on and on.
Oh, that's incredible. The list is so long, and you just reminded me now we need to clean that chair.
But it's a privilege. You're a legend. You're a dear friend to Central SA. We appreciate the work and effort you put into this organization and Central South Africa as a family. This isn't a region, it's a family, and it's thanks to the work that you've done with an amazing team and the effort and love you put into this place we call home. Nick, thank you. Cheers.
No, yes, guys, have a fantastic birthday. Have a fantastic birthday and happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. And you know what? You're part of all the action, all the fun. Gary Strubel, still to come. Henry Moorcroft, Albie Grobler, the list goes on. Stay tuned. We're going to have some fun.
Celebrating 35 years of the sound of your life. OFM.
The Good Morning Breakfast met Accident Angels. Your neighbor, Mark Sark.